Cannes wasn't the first international film festival, but is probably the most well-known these days. It was actually Venice, Italy, that held the first one, if you're curious. But within a couple of years, fascist and Nazi political establishments in Italy and Germany had turned the festival into a propaganda vehicle. And that's what drove France to organize the Cannes Film Festival. But the festival barely got off the ground that first year, 1939, because on the morning of the first day, Adolf Hitler invaded Poland. History buffs among you, come on, what was that date? 7 years later, Cannes was revived as part of a way to boost tourism in post-war France, September the 1st, 1939, of course. In the decades since, the event has become what many consider the most elite international film festival in the world. It's exclusive, not open to the public, accepts only a small selection of entries every year, and the top prize at Cannes, the Palme d'Or, is chosen by a prestigious jury of highly acclaimed filmmakers and critics. If a director does well at Cannes, it can open a lot of doors. A couple of names you might recognize whose careers got a big boost at Cannes: Guillermo del Toro and Quentin Tarantino.